Wisconsin Department of Health spokesman Seth Buffelli says the H1N1 hospitalization rates for Native Americans from 2009 don't come as a total surprise. He says that population is traditionally at higher risk for many diseases like obesity and diabetes, so now is the perfect time to scratch one health concern off the list.
The supply is so strong at this point. This is something where we can really make a significant impact.
To make that happen, Buffelli says the state is putting more money into education through Native American newspapers and radio programming. Marilyn Yellowbird Baker is a nurse at the Ho-Chunk Nation Healthcare Center. She says her team has vaccinated about 600 people so far, but agrees that more education is needed.
At the beginning, there was a lot of misconceptions from the parents regarding the intranasal, and it, because it was called live attenuated, and they focused on the word live, so that put a little bit of a scare in a lot of the parents.
Julie Balaka is a nurse at the Peter Christensen Health Center at the Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. Her clinic has a target population of 1,000 people, but fewer than 400 have been vaccinated. Balaka says the lack of transportation also plays into the numbers.
If people don't have money to put gas in their car, they're not able to get to a flu vaccine clinic to get their children vaccinated.
Buffelli says the higher rates of hospitalizations due to H1N1 do not suggest the virus affects Native Americans worse than whites, just that not as many Natives are seeking the vaccination. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.